Okay, Chevra, what I'd like to discuss with you today is really Simon Kuf Tesef Beis, although there will be hashlachot to some ideas that we spoke about beforehand, and there are two very basic yesodos that we will begin to touch upon today that we'll come back to as we learn Yeridei over the course of the year, and those yesodos relate to the din of Mchozer V'Neir and the din of Yediyas HaTarovas. So let's just learn Sif Beis very quickly and then you'll understand what I'm talking about. It says in Sif Beis, according to the Mechab, if you have Yavish V'Yavish, it's Batul Chad V'Trei, and then you cook all of them together, so you're not allowed to eat them afterwards. Mipnei shaharotav benosan tam v'nivra b'chatichos. Right? Meaning to say, the Mechaber holds, if you have something that was nispato, yavish b'yavish, chad b'trei, and then you cook it together, it all becomes asar. Right? That's what the Mechaber says. And the Ramah argues, and the Ramah says, no, that if it's no da hataroves before the bishul, then everything is going to be mutter, because it won't be chozer v'nesar. And that's what the Ramah says. So far, simple machlokus mechaber Ramah. The hezber hadavar, the pashut taich, and the machlokus between the mechaber Ramah, is what the Gon says at the beginning of Sifkat and Tes, which is that this is just a general machlokus between the Rosh and the Rashba. No, the mechaber holds like the Rashba. If you hold like the Rashba, that means that when you have a taruvas of yavish b'yavish, there's a little bit of isser that remains, and therefore I'm not allowed to eat all of them together, right? So, of course, if I can't eat all of them together, if I cook it together, it's going to become asr. Right? That's the pashupsha in the Mechaber. The Ramah disagrees, because the Ramah holds like the Rosh, right? At least b'makom, hefsid, etc., like the Ramah himself says. Meaning to say, if I hold like the Rosh, a taruvus of yavish b'yavish chai b'trei, the entire thing is mutter. You can eat all of the chatichos. If you can eat all of the chatichos, everything is mamish mutter. So then, of course, when you cook it together, there's going to be no iser. That's the simple taich of the machlokes mechaber Ramah. I think this is all, as like Dr. Watson would say, fairly elementary. However, if you continue reading the Gaon, at the end of Os Tes, again in the leaflet, which we explained last time means a different notebook of the Gra. So in the leaflet, the Gaon says within the Mechaber that the reason why it's usser, if I had something that was a taruvus of yavish, b'yavish ha-betray, and it's mutter, and then I cook it, it becomes usser. Why is it usser? Zok the Gaon, af agav shekvar nispatlo, chozer li isuro. You saw those words in the Gaon? Dems fighting words, ladies and gentlemen. Even though it was batal already, the isser comes back. That's what the Gaon is teaching as the pshat in the Mechaber. Now, this is a general principle throughout Yerideya called Chozer V'Neir. No? Chozer V'Neir means that if I had an Isser and the Isser was bottle, right? Let's say I have a little bit of Chazer in my pot and there's more than Shishim and the Isser is bottle, but then additional Isser is added to the pot. I add drops of Chazer. So we will say Chozer V'Neir. We'll say that the Isser comes back, no? That's the rule of Chozer V'Neir, even though there's a discussion in Tosfos Bava Kamma Daf Kuf. It's like the longest Tosfos in Shas, I think. It's massive, that Tosfos. But Tosfos in Daf Kuf and Bava Kamma discusses, when do I say Kamma Kamma Bottle? When do I say Chozer V'Neir, no? Let's say I'm sitting there with a medicine dropper, and I'm dropping Chazer Schmaltz into a pot, right? So each drop is going to be bottle. But eventually, in the aggregate, I'm going to have, right, something that mamish tastes like chazer. No? Do I say it's a kosher pig? Right? Like a new discovery, a kosher pig, because every little drop was mutter, right? Everything is bottle. Or do I say, no, that the isser is chazer v'neir? So in Yerideya, Simen Tzadi Tesef Vav, we pass in chazer v'neir. And Zak the Gaon, that's the pshat in the Mechaber here. Because even though it used to be a taruvus of yavish b'yavish, and yavish b'yavish is batul chad b'trei, but what happens when I cook a davar yavish is that davar yavish becomes a davar lach, and a davar lach requires shishim kedei levatlo. A davar lach, a liquid, requires 60 times, no? So even though it used to be batel zatnagoin, the Rashba holds it's no longer batel based on our beloved friend of Chozer v'Neir. It used to be yavish b'yavish, and it's batel. And then later on, right, it's now lach and lach, and now it's going to be usher. Ooh. Right? That's already zeyer interessant. No? That's the goin's take in the mechaber.
Isn't this Yosef quote that even within the rush, this would be true that it's rather a lot of Isser afterwards?
So that's the problem. So then the cash is, why on earth would the rush be Makel? Would the Ramah be Makel like the Rush, that when you have a Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish and then you cook it, it remains Mutter, as B'Makom Hefzid, or Hefzid Merubah, why should it be Mutter? Shouldn't I say Chozer V'Neir? That's the Kasha. What on earth does the Ramah hold? No? So for that you have to learn the next Goyin, right? The Goyin was my mission genius. That's how he got the name. Right? So the Goyin in Os Yud Aleph. Oh. The Gon Tainas, that what the Ramah holds is that a davar that is midrabanon vinoda eino chozer v'neir. Right, that's the last line in the Gain in Ar Simen. Vibout, since the iser of taruvis yavish b'yavish, the reason I can't eat all of them together, or in the worst case scenario, the Isser is an Isser d'Rabbanon. Now that it's lach b'lach, it's only going to be a din d'Rabbanon that you require your shishim. So therefore, says the Goyin, oh, since it's an Isser d'Rabbanon and it's already noda hatarovis beforehand, therefore it's not chozer v'neir. That's what the Goyin is saying. Interesting. The problem is, and Rabbi Fivel Cohen in the Badei HaShulchan, on page Kuf Aleph in the Biurim, he points out, oh, one second. The Goyin, you're telling me that the pshat in the Ramah is because in Isser d'Rabbanon there's no din of Chozer v'Neir, effectively, once it's Noda, but the Ramah himself in Sadi Tes, in the dinim of Chozer v'Neir, doesn't say that. The Ramah in Sadi Tes writes, there's no difference between dinim d'Orais and dinim d'Rabbanon with respect to Chozer v'Neir. And even though the Goyin himself learns this razzle-dazzle pshat, that by an Isser d'Rabbanon, that's Noda, we don't say Chozer v'Neir, but the Ramah doesn't hold like that, so that can't be pshat in the Ramah, so therefore Reb Fivel Cohen says, I need a different pshat in the Ramah. Okay? Everyone got the problem? How come the Ramah over here is Makel? When they had a Taruvus, a Yavish B'Yavish, that I cook it, that it's Mutter, shouldn't I have to deal with the yisod of Chozer v'Neir? So,
why did they run? Is it because it was already mother?
I think both. I think that, right, beta tzan, right? They're both reasons to say that it's going to be batel. That's only going to be an Isser d'Rabbanon in the worst case scenario. Oh. I contradicted myself in two different sentences like a minute ago. You're right. Now, what's the pshat? So I saw, both in the Badei HaShulchan, he alludes to this, and in the Megillah Sefer, on page Rish Lamed Vav, he says this yisod, that maybe we only say Chozer v'Neir when there is an addition that comes to the Taruvis. If I have a Taruvis of Isser and Heter, and then like the case that I mentioned to you from Simen Tzadi Tetz, I keep on adding additional Isser. In that situation, I'll say Chozer v'Neir, when I'm adding to the Taruvus. But if there's no additional substance that's added, if the only change is what we call in chemistry a change in state, it went from solid to liquid, it went from Yavesh to Lach, in that situation, perhaps, Ken Minzugin, we could suggest, perhaps, again, this is just a Svara, I don't have like firm rise to this, but perhaps we could suggest that in that situation, the din of Chozer v'Neir does not take effect. So far, so good? It's a suggestion. This suggestion is made by Reb Fivel here on page Kuf Aleph. And the Megillah Sefer says this on page Reish Lamed Vav to deal with a different issue, which L'cha'ira there gives us room to think about. Let's go back. Davar Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Mino is Batochai B'Trei, correct? This should be coming out. If I wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, right, you should know this stuff already. You know, like we've been doing this like a week and a half. You gotta know this. Like, Kosim Aluach Libecha. Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Mino Chai B'Trei Batoch. There was a discussion in the Achronim. Do I assess the dinim of Chai B'Trei based on Rov Minyan or Rov Binyan? Meaning to say, do I say if I have two very small pieces and one large piece, that the large piece will be bottled to the small pieces because of the number of chances that I have at picking an Isser, right? And the Chazon Ish famously suggested that it's totally on Roiv Minyan, right? The Chazon Ish said it doesn't matter how large the pieces are, but it depends on how many chances you have at eating an Isser. Two tiny pieces, one very big piece, still it's going to be batel. That's the Yisrael of the Chazon Ish. Frek the Yad Yehuda on the Chazon Ish. The Yad Yehuda asks, well, Yad didn't ask on the Chazon Ish. Yad Yehuda was before the Chazon Ish, but he asks on the Svara, which pre-existed the Chazon Ish also. But the Yad Yehuda asks, he says, 1 second. Right? Let's say I have the same scenario. I have a taruvis of one piece of Isser, two pieces of Heter. I'm not sure which one is Usser, which one is Mutter, right? Two pieces are very small, one piece is very big. So you can tell me that's Mutter because of Roiv Minyan. But Frek the Yad Yehuda, 1 second. Let's say I then go and I take my knife and I cut up the big piece into tiny little pieces. So don't I then have to be concerned that maybe the Roiv Minyan is now going to be Shel Isser? I didn't know which piece was Isser beforehand, right? Beforehand I know. One piece is Isser, two pieces are Heter. So we pass Ganais it's Mutter based on Roiv Minyan, according to many Achronim. Frek the Yad Yehuda, that's impossible. You can't pass Ganais it's Mutter based on Roiv Minyan. Because if Roiv Minyan tells me that it's going to be Mutter, so then I always have to worry that the Minyan will change. Because I could just take a knife and chop up the big piece, and now I have like perhaps Roiv Minyan Shel Isser. So who says it's going to be Mutter? Ooh, good kasha. And even if it was Mutter beforehand, Frek the Yad Yehuda, shouldn't I say that it's now Chayzer Vineyer? Shouldn't I say that the Isser comes back to life? That's his kasha. So to answer this question, the Megillah Sefer suggests, ready? That we don't say Chozer V'Neir unless you're adding additional Isser. The Yisoid of Chozer V'Neir, right? It's the same, he doesn't sush though, Reb Five was saying over here, right? The Pshat Nirama, but what the Megillah Sefer suggests is that no, they can't be Chozer V'Neir in that case, because once we pass Gedeis that it's Mutter, based on Chad B'Trei being bottle, based on Rov Minyan, even if you subsequently cut it up, and by the way, the question of subsequently cutting it up, the way the Yad Yehuda asks, is a very real kasha. Because if I eat the big piece, it should be also because as I eat it, it becomes a small piece. we'll let that settle in on you. But it's true, right? So that's the Yad Yehuda's kasha. The answer is that maybe we do not say Chozer V'Neir unless it's what? Unless you are adding additional Isser. That's the Yisod. This Yisod was also said by our Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik, in the Shi'urei HaRav on page 293. In the Shi'urei HaRav, page 293, he says this Svara, right? But then he asks Akasha on it, from the din of Nosin Tamufgam. There's a halacha that if I have treif food, it's usser when it gets mixed in to kosher food, providing that the flavor the treif food gives is pleasant flavor. If the flavor is bad flavor, that's called nosin tam lufgam, and nosin tam lufgam is mutter. The question is, what about a taruvis that the piece of treif falls into the mixture and it's mutter nosin tam lufgam? And then subsequently you add another chemical, or subsequently you remove the pigam somehow, right? You mix it into another taruvis, and it now tastes good. So in that situation we pass in that it's usser, because now it's no sintam l'shevach. Correct the Rav, if you're going to tell me that the only time you say Chozer V'Neir is when you add additional Isser, so how do you deal with this din of Nosin Tam of Gam? That's his kasha. If you look in the notes on the bottom of Rabbi Konigsberg's Shi'urei HaRav, so he quotes a teretz of this kasha from Rav Shachter, a very good teretz. I don't want to go there just because it will take us too long, and I have more to say today still. Okay? So that's the first shtickle that we wanted to discuss, which is the shtickle of Chozer V'Neir, and potentially the machlekes between, I would say, the Yad Yehuda and the Chazon Ish is a machlekes Rosh and Rashba. No? Or machlekes Mechaber and Ramah, at least. Because the Mechaber says, according to the Goyin version 2, Chozer V'Neir, even though I'm not adding additional Isser, no? And the Ramah is Megel, right? So l'chora, they're dingsaching, they're arguing about precisely this nekuda, about whether the din of Chozer V'Neir applies when you don't add additional iser. Again, this is a yesod that I wanted to say over. Again, like many yesodos that we'll say over now, hopefully as the year progresses, we'll challenge, we'll refine, we'll develop the ideas further, etc. So far, so good? Ready for more? Let's go. The Ramah. The Ramah is Megal in the case of Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Minai, and then I cook it afterwards. The Ramah is Megal B'Makom Hefzid only if it's Noda HaTaruvus Kodem Shinispash Lo Yachad. Right? Only if I was aware that I had the Taruvus, I had one piece of treif meat and two pieces of kosher meat. Right, that's the only time that the Ramah is going to be Mekel. If you had Yedias HaTarubis, you knew about the mixture. If you don't have Yedias HaTarubis, the Ramah says, I'm not going to be Mekel. That's the Ramah. Shach and Os Yud Beis points out that even the Rashba who disagrees with the Rosh / Ramah, the Rashba also requires Yedias HaTarubis. That's point one. Right? If you want to say it's bottle, you need Yedias HaTarubis. Great. Point two that the Shach adds, if you read the Shach slowly and carefully, in my version of the Shach, it is two lines before the end of the Shach. The Shach writes, Kishelo Nuda HaTarubis, Ozlo Nispato HaIsr Klal V'Osr Min HaTorah. Meaning the Shach is telling me in Os Yud Beis that the din of Yedias HaTarubis is a din de Oraisa. L'cha Ora, what this is based on is something that we began this Zman with, which is that if the dinim, at least according to Reb Chaim, this is smoother to say, right? If the dinim of Bitul Berov are based on the dinim of Achrei Rabbah Mahatos, Achrei Rabbah Mahatos means that when you have, right, that you follow the Rav. But when do I follow the Rav? I only follow the Rav if I have a suffix, no? If I don't have a shayla, I don't follow the rov. That's how Rebbe Chanan answered the famous kasha that the Maskilim used to ask. Maskilim asked, one second, if Achrei Rabbah Mahatos and the majority of the world is Christian, shouldn't we give up our religion and follow Christianity because we follow rov? The answer, Zakt Rebbe Chanan, is that no, you only follow rov when you have a suffix. If there's no suffix whatsoever, you don't follow rov, no? I think that's pretty, right? We should not have any suffix that Christianity is right. Even if you have sfeikas that Yiddishkeit is wrong, no? Very important nekuda. There are sfeikas about Yiddishkeit. Even if you have sfeikas about Yiddishkeit, right? But to to move somewhere else, right? Which for sure, right? It doesn't make sense, right? You don't follow rov because of sfeik. If you're borrowed that Yiddishkeit is right, and if you're not borrowed that Yiddishkeit is right, but Lamaisa, any questions that you have on Yiddishkeit are far less severe than questions on the other religions. What we do really is the correct religion. I don't want anyone to go away saying that, like, I'm perverting your minds and you're a Deishir. That would be very, very bad. It's also not true, I hope. Now, there's a requirement of Yedias HaTaruvus. Yedias HaTaruvus is based on the fact that we follow Achrei Rabbah Mahatos, but you don't follow Rav when you have some sort of suffix. I only have a suffix when I know that there was a kasha, when I know there was a shayla, no? In Tanya, no, there's a shayla, there's no suffix. So then the dinim of Yediyas HaTaroves only said in Yediyas HaTaroves means only then can I apply Acher Rabim Lahatos, and then can I apply Rov, and can I apply Bittol. Before Yediyas HaTaroves, I can't apply Bittol, and according to the Shach, that's a din de Oraisa. Prima Godim in Sifsei Das Os Yud Beis quotes from the Minchas Yaakov, that the Minchas Yaakov assumes that this is only a din de Rabbanon. If you look in the Badi HaShulchan Sifkat in Zion, he points out that this is a machlokes among other achronim as well, about whether Yediyas HaTaruvis is a din de Oraisa or a din de Rabbanon. This din of Yediyas HaTaruvis leads us in the following direction. And this is an akuda that the Megillah Sefer makes, quoting from the Yad Yehuda again. Let's say I have a few pieces of meat sitting on the table. And you come and you eat one of the pieces of meat, no? And then we find out at the end that there really were three pieces of meat on the table. Two of them were kosher, one was non-kosher. And you ate one of those pieces. The Shabbos, do you have to do tshuva? Were you a bad Jew? You walk into my house. You assume Rabbi Schwartz, he's Orthodox probably, he has a beard, you know. So you assume that the food on my table is probably kosher food. So you eat a piece of meat, no? You were not aware at all that there's a Shiloh, that I have, like, I'm trying to say Yardayish here, and I'm doing, like, examples on the table. I have one piece of treif and two pieces of kosher. You had no idea that's what I'm trying to do. Right? You just eat a piece of meat. Did you violate an Isser? Zuck the Sefer Yad Yehuda? Of course you did. Why? Because there was no heter to eat the piece of meat. No? Because you had no idea of Yediyas HaTaruvis. Had there been Yediyas HaTaruvis, had you known that one is treif and two are kosher, and you don't know which is which, then of course it's mutter to eat the piece of meat, no? But kodem Yediyas HaTaruvis, so igoy mosul mafrei, that you violated Isser. That's what the Sefer Yad Yehuda says. Again, this is found in the Megillah Sefer on page Resh Mem Beis. Memeva, right? The Megillah Sefer has a problem with what goes on in a lot of factories. Sometimes in a factory, we're on the boat, let's say, you're fishing. And you have lots and lots of fish, and then you're going to take the fish that you caught in the big net, and you're going to grind them all up and make some sort of fish thing in the factory, no? You don't know for sure that all the fish were kosher, but you say, what's the big deal? Even if, like, there's one tray fish that gets stuck in there, it's all going to be bottled, no? Isn't this nice and b'chol yom in factories? Even if it's there, it's bottled. Says the Megillah Sefer, he's not convinced that that works at all. Because I can't rely on Bittul if there's no Yediyas HaTaruvis. If I know that there's an Isser, I could say it's Bittul. If I don't know there's an Isser, I can't say there's Bittul. So that's his kasha. Reb Fava Cohen asks a kasha in the Badei HaShulchan. Similar kasha, if there's a din of Yediyas HaTaruvis, that you have to know that the Isser is in there. I won't ask this kasha. I won't say if Rebbe's kasha. I don't know if it's a good kasha. Let's talk about another nekuda, though. How far do we go with Yediyas HaTaruvis? We had this discussion that we brought up yesterday. If I have two pieces of meat, chad chad, but one piece is big, and the other piece is little. So we asked the kasha of the Acharonim that let me eat the little piece, and for sure it's okay. Because meman nafshach, if the big piece is usser, the little piece is mutter, and I can eat it. If the big piece is mutter, then the little piece is usser, and the little piece is butter to the big piece, so I should be able to eat the little piece. Right? That was the kasha that we dealt with yesterday. Let me, meman nafshach, be able to eat the little piece of meat. Correct? So we said, a yesod from the Prima Godim, that I'm not allowed to eat the little piece of meat, because I have to be worried that maybe the big piece of meat is usser, and the little piece now becomes usser because the little piece becomes bittul to the big piece. That bittul works not only to remove isurim, bittul even works to add isurim on. That was the yesod of the Prima Godim. But Hagoyin Rebbe Kiva Eger, right, gives a different yesod. Rabbi Akiva Eger says that the reason why I'm not allowed to mamanushach eat the bigger piece, mamanushach eat the little piece, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, is because the little piece can't be bottled to the big piece. Because unless I know which is which, it can't be bottled. Bittul requires a dimension of yedias hataruvus, yedias ha'isar. Over here, I don't know for sure that the majority is asar, or the majority is mutar. I don't know for sure which way it is, so they can't be bittul. Bittul requires a dimension of yediyah, no?
Every
it, but I know I have a majority of pieces that are mutter, and a minority of pieces are aser, so then it's going to be mutter. But in the case where I have chad to chad, I don't know which piece is bigger, so I can't say that it's bottle. I can't say the little one is going to be bottle to the big one based on the fact that there's a chesaron in my yediyas hataruvus. That's the way Reb Feivel says it. Somewhere over here.
Ideas on the fact that there's a
roiv
heter, not that there is some
iser. Both. I need to know that there was roiv heter and some iser, and therefore I can't say that there is yedias hataruvus in this situation. And according to the shach, this is a din d'oraisa because I know which piece is which. No, that's a big extension of this din of yedias hataruvus. Right, the way Reb Feivel is saying it here, he writes on the bottom page Ayin Tes. Behatamas divrei Reb Akiva Eger Yeshlam. Ad inyan habitul she'amra Torah he nahu toloi b'das ha'adam she'adam tofes harov la'ikar v'amiyat matafel utfisa zu he hagoremes l'amiyat v'hispato it's a harov. Right, we paskin that bittul is tali in yediyah. V'nira da haynu taima kanal ki habittul hu mitzad ha'adam kosha adam mistapek amaheter harayv hamiyut lo shayach lo mashenit basa isra etzlo kedar tafalu bittul. Right, you can't say it's going to be bittul. That's a big chiddush in Reb Akiva Eger. Now, what Reb Feivel points out is that Reb Akiva Eger denies the prima gadim's answer that the heter might become Isra Yidei Bittul, because Rabbi Akiva Eger holds in a different place that you can't have additional chaloses that set in Yidei Bittul. That's why if you have some tzitzis al shma, some that shalol lishma, it can't set in. The question that we have to leave with, and we won't answer now, maybe we'll answer in the Beis Medrash, is isn't this idea so sad, the Rabbi Akiva Eger that we saw yesterday in the Pisrei Tshuva Sivkat and Gimel. I have an answer to that, Kasha, but we'll have to discuss it in the Beis Medrash Chevra. Emir Hashem, on Thursday, we'll have a shiur on Siman Tzadikas. I think we can still make Mincha.